Have Ella told us Aaron and Moshe behind Deba Hashem as Moshe behind Sinai? So these are the tellers of Aaron and Moshe. And then it goes on, and it talks only about the tellers of Aaron, doesn't mention Moshe's children. So Rashi says, it only mentions the sons of Aaron. They're called the tellers of Moshe because he taught them Torah. Malamed, this teaches us, Shekola Malamed as Ben Chaveri, Torah, Marla Olav HaKosov, Kilo Yoldai. Anybody who teaches somebody else's son Torah, Torah considers it as if he gave, as if he bore him, as if he gave birth to him, as if he fathered him. So, it says the tellers of Aaron and Moshe, and it says only the sons of Aaron, because sons of Aaron are also the tellers of Moshe, because he taught them Torah. Then there's another very interesting thing here. The end of the pasuk, Ve'elu tellers Aaron and Moshe, B'yayim dibra Hashem as Moshe b'Har Sinai. On the day that Hashem spoke with Moshe on Har Sinai. So what is that doing here? These are the tellers of Aaron and Moshe on the day that Hashem spoke to Moshe on Har Sinai. Moshe ben taught them Torah, when he taught them Torah. Why does it mention the day that Hashem spoke to Moshe on Har Sinai? So Rashi says, B'yayim dibra Hashem as Moshe. Nasu Elo HaToldos Shaloi, on the day that Hashem spoke to Moshe, these became his Toldos, children, Shalimdom Nashalomim Mepia Gvur, because he taught them what he learned from Hashem at Har Sinai. In other words, saying that the children of Aaron and Moshe is Toldos. Why are they his Toldos? Because he taught them Torah. Teach somebody Torah, becomes your child. When did they become Moshe's children? Well, the answer is when he taught them Torah. That's not what the pasuk says. The pasuk says on the day that Hashem spoke to the veil, told us Moshe, Aaron and Moshe, b'yayim dibra Hashem as Moshe b'Sinai. When did they become Moshe's children also? On the day that Hashem spoke to Moshe and Har-Sinai. It doesn't say the day that he taught them Torah. The day that Hashem gave over the Torah to Moshe. And Rashi says, why? That's the day they became his toldos, because he taught them what he learned from Mipi HaGvura. So Chai is very sure. Kabbalah Satara was not when he gave over the Torah to them. When he came down from Har Sinai is when he taught them. And other than what they heard at Har Sinai themselves, what Moshe Rabbeinu taught them is what he heard from Hashem, B'yam Dibra Hashem Es Moshe Har Sinai. So that's what he taught them, like Rashi says. Because he taught them, they learned Pia Gvura. But how does that work out to mean that that's the day that they became his Tolus? That may be the day that it became possible. But what makes them his children? Only teaching him Torah. So until he had Torah to teach them, couldn't be his children. So once he learned Torah from Pia Gvura, now they can become his Toldos. But what happens if he didn't teach them Torah afterwards? Would they become his Toldos? No. And even now that he did teach them Torah, and actually another parasha gives us a clear how the routine went. At first he taught Aaron, and then Elazar came, and another review came, and he taught them. Then they sat one to each side, then the other ones, and they sat to each side, and then the Zakanim came in. That was all after he came down from Har Sinai. So how is it that on the day that Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah, the Pia Gvura, and Har Sinai, that's the day they became his Toldos, just because that's the start of the process through which they would become his Toldos once he taught them. But all of that is, and it's in terms of them becoming his Toldos, all that is preparatory. His receiving the Torah from Har Sinai has nothing to do with them until he teaches it to them. The fact that he has it doesn't give it to them. They didn't become his Toldos when he got it. They became his Toldos when he gave it over. So why does the Torah say B'yayim dibra Hashem? It's true. If not for that, they wouldn't have become his Toldos. I mean, so maybe the day Moshe Rabbeinu was born, they became his Toldos. Because if he wasn't born, then he wouldn't have taught them Torah either. A lot of things had to happen to get to the point where Moshe Rabbeinu was able to teach them Torah. Obviously he had to receive Torah in order to give it over, but he had to be prepared to receive Torah. Whatever went into Moshe Rabbeinu's makeup to become the Mekabel HaTorah for Klal Yisrael, you could say that also. That's the day that they became his toldos, because whenever it was that he achieved the greatness and the madrega necessary to be Mekabel HaTorah on behalf of Klal Yisrael to give it over, the day he became Moshe Ben, whenever that would have been, right? And so that's the day that they became his toldos. Also, we have to understand, what is the difference between the children of Aaron and the rest of Klal Yisrael? He taught all of Klal Yisrael Torah, right? The entire Klal Yisrael was taught Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu transmitted to them what he learned with Yagvura. So what difference is there between... It's true, he had a closer relationship with the children of Aaron. That's true. He taught them first. He taught Aaron first. I mean, why not go one step further? Say that Aaron is also now told us Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu taught Aaron first before he taught B'nai Aaron. He taught Aaron. So the second you teach somebody, he taught somebody Torah, it becomes like a child. So Aaron was his older brother. What? They were his nephews, they become his children because he taught them Torah. Aaron was his older brother. He should become like his child when he taught him Torah also. Aaron also learned Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. And then Zekanan and the rest of Klal Yisrael. So what is there about Aaron's children and make them told as Moshe? More than their father, more than the Zekanim, more than the rest of Klal Yisrael, that also taught Torah. So he had a special relationship with them. He became their Rebbe. Did he become their Rebbe in a different way that he became Aaron's Rebbe? That he taught Aaron Torah. The only Torah there was came through Moshe Rabbeinu. Aaron wasn't the Mekabel HaTorah. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Mekabel HaTorah. He gave it over. And what about Yeshua? Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misina Masar Le Yeshua. Doesn't say he was Moshe to Aaron, doesn't say he was Moshe to B'nai Aaron. Says he was Moshe to Yeshua, but Yeshua is Canaan. So then, why is Yeshua not called the child of Moshe Rabbeinu? We don't see that. Even though Banam Atem Hashem Alekechem, Rashi says, Banam Eloah Talmidim. So all Talmidim are called Banam. But the only thing we find here is that the Torah singles out the B'nai Aaron as being told as Moshe because he taught them Torah. Not anybody else. Not all the other people, especially Yeshua L'chayre is the Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu. As much as he taught B'nai Aaron, that Yeshua is the one that the Mishnah says Moshe Kibbel Masar LeYeshua. He gave over the Torah to Yeshua. In the Masar of Torah, Yeshua is the next one, but right? It's not the B'nai Aaron. So matter of fact, when Moshe asked that he was Teveya for himself, that his children should be the, or his son should be the leader of Klal Yisrael after him, he said no, it's Yeshua. But as far as what you're teveya for your family, he'll have to come on to Elazar, he'll be the Kohen Gadol, he'll need him for the Urim Tumim, he'll have to stand before him. So that's because you wanted your family, so you get your family Elazar. It's interesting, Chaira, he was asking for his son, so he gets a nephew. That's not quite the same thing, unless it's in light of what it's saying over here, that Elazar was like Moshe's son, he became like Moshe's son. So even though he didn't get his own son, but he got Elazar in terms of the leadership of Klal Yisrael, Elazar, who came like his son, was part of the leadership. He wasn't the leader, but he was part of the leadership. The leader, who's Yeshua, needed Elazar, and Elazar is like Moshe Rabbeinu's son. But then that would mean again that Elazar is more Moshe Rabbeinu's son than Yeshua, because if you say that Elazar became his son because he taught him Torah, and Yeshua was mamash the main Talmud, l'chein Yeshua is more of a son than Elazar. Unless it just means because Elazar is his nephew, but he was being teveya, doesn't mean teveya for Elazar, he was being teveya for himself, his own son. So it sounds like Elazar is more son than Yeshua, even though Chaira gave over the Torah to Yeshua. It doesn't say gave it to Elazar. On the other hand, when Rashi goes through, Chazal goes through how we taught Torah. So he taught it to Aaron, Nadim and Aviv, Elazar and Yisomer, Zekanim, Klal Yisrael. It doesn't say Yeshua over there. That's also a fella. Even though Lachai Yeshua was the Talmud, it doesn't say that he taught at Yeshua. Nowhere in that sequence does it talk about where Yeshua was. Right? Aaron, his sons, Zakenim, Klal Yisrael, it doesn't talk about Yeshua. So how does Yeshua fit into this mix in terms of being Talmud, in terms of being a child, and so on? And in the first kasha we started with, which is why did this happen beyond Dibur Hashem as Moshe? Why is that the day they became his Talmudim? Because he taught them what he learned on that day. So I guess maybe just to try to begin, I don't know if I really have a good Hezbollah over here, but try to begin answering this. Rashi says, "Biyam Dibur Hashem as Moshe." Nasu Elu Atalu Shaloshe Limdon Mashallah Ad Mipi Agvur. So what is the significance of that? He taught them what he learned Mipi Agvur. Shalimdon. He taught them the Torah that he was makabel that day. Mashallah Mipi Agvur. So why does teaching somebody Torah make him like your child, Taka? Why is that true? We say it all the time. Why is it true? Why does that make you father of somebody, you teach them Torah? And it says that when you raise somebody else's child, it's also like you became the father, like you became the parent. It says about a mother, a woman raises somebody else's child, it's as if she gave birth to that child. In what way is teaching Torah make you like the parent, like the parent of someone? What?
Give him life.
Why you give him life? Eitz chayim hilu machazikim ba. Now Torah is eitz chayim. Atem adveikum Hashem alakeichem chayim kolchem ayon. Dveik is life, chayim, it comes from Torah. Ve'ein asati lachem za chayim za Torah, ve'as amabes v'asavah, v'achat v'chayim. Chayim is Torah. So giving somebody Torah is giving him life. But why is that true? Why is that true? Torah has a lot of important ideas in it, but why is that giving a person life? Because Latem Advekim Hashem Lokechem. Advekis in Hashem is what there is about Torah that gives us life. Torah is not just, as we know, a book of laws or stories or morals, ethics. Right? Torah is Anoichi is Anon of Shoik Sivis Yehavis. I myself wrote down and gave. Hashem says that he wrote down himself and he gave it over to us. He gave us over himself. And he gives us a direct connection to him through Torah. Like Yisrael v'arayisa v'kotche brich v'chadim. Like Yisrael and the Torah and the Bani Yisraelim are one. It's through Torah. Reishis bar lakim is b'shvil ha-Torah sh'nikar reishis and it's b'shvil Yisrael sh'nikar reishis. It's not two separate things. Those two things go hand in hand. Torah was created, the world is created for Klal Yisrael to accept the Torah. Torah without Klal Yisrael, there's no purpose for a world. Klal Yisrael without Torah, there's no purpose in a world. Tachlis of the world, the definition, the existence of the world really is comes from Klal Yisrael accepting Torah. Because that's what gives the world a connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The world can't be disconnected from the Ribbono Shel Olam and still continue to exist because all existence comes from Dveikus in him. So to the extent that something has a connection to him, it exists. To the extent that it doesn't, it doesn't. We say in Shabbos, Kilo Olam Chastai 26 times, it says that's connected 26 Dairis from Bereishis till Matan Torah, that the world existed b'chesed, because until Torah the world had no real possibility of existing. So therefore it's kilo elam chasta, everything was chesed until then. Well, like Rashi says, yom ha-shishi, the world was toloi ra'oimed until shishi b'sivan, to see if Klal Yisrael was going to accept the Torah. If not, it goes back to Torah v'avay. So the world doesn't exist without Torah, and Torah is a connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ashalei borcha b'Torah t'chila of the Haaretz, what's the reason why they did, why Eretz Yisrael was destroyed, Churban, because Shalei Baruch HaBetarit Chila. What else says, doesn't mean they didn't actually say the Drachas, Pashas, means that they didn't connect up their learning to Dveikus and Hashem. They didn't connect their learning to what it really was. They didn't see it as Chachmas Hashem. They didn't think of it in terms of Chachmas Hashem, in terms of Hashem giving himself over to the Torah. So, teaching somebody Torah makes you like his parent, because you're teaching him in a way that you connect him up to Hashem. Which has to be that you're giving it over the way as if it was given over at Har Sinai. So when Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah at Har Sinai, it's not enough that the Torah that he got at Har Sinai he gave over to them. It's Mashalom and Piyah Gvuri. He got, taught them what he learned from Hashem directly. I think Rashi is saying that idly. He could have just said, Shalim Dom Torah. He taught them the Torah that he got that day at Har Sinai. Shalom and Piyah Gvuri. He's saying he gave over what he learned directly from Hashem. He gave that over. He gave over the connection that he got from Hashem when he learned it directly from Hashem. He gave that over to them. Without that, just having learned Torah and giving it over to them would not be, that would not make them his children. What makes them his children is the fact that the connection that he got from Hashem in terms of Kabbalah Satara, that connection he's able to transmit. The Messiah of Torah is transmitting not only the words and the ideas and the understanding and the halachas, it's transmitting the dveikas and the connection that was at Har Sinai between Moshe and the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's giving over something may end that connection. Mashalom and Piyah Gvur. He's giving over the Indian of being learned in Piyah Gvur. The Torah is learning with Piyah Gvur. So the Rebbe, the Talmud, is clearly you're learning with Piyah Gvur. So he's giving that over. So it's not enough that he taught them the Torah that he had learned that day. That's the day when he got the connection. That's the connection. And it's that connection that he was given that day, that's the connection that he's giving over. In other words, he's really connecting them to Har Sinai. When he's teaching them Torah, what makes them his children is not that he teaches them Torah, it's that he gives them what he got in Mipiyah Gevurah. He's giving over the connection Mipiyah Gevurah. So he's really he's connecting them to Har Sinai. So as B'yam Dibar Hashem is Moshe, he's teaching them, he's giving them the connection to B'yam Dibar Hashem is Moshe Har Sinai. He's giving them the connection to Har Sinai. So I don't know if this answers it completely, but I think what I'm saying is that what makes somebody a child when you teach them Torah is if you give them Torah in such a way that you're connecting them up to the experience of Har Sinai, you're connecting them up to what to learning Mipiyah Gevurah. It has to be that he's learning Mipiyah Gevurah. Then you're connecting him up to Har Sinai. Then it's Biyam Dibar Hashem. What makes him your child is because now it's Kilo is Biyam Dibar Hashem as Moshe. So it's not only that Moshe got the wherewithal to be able to teach Torah because that's when he got Torah. No, he got B'yam Dibar Hashem as Moshe. He got connection that Hashem gave him. He gave him the ability to give that connection over. And when Moshe Rabbeinu teaches Torah to at least to Aaron's sons, he's giving them that connection that he got at Har Sinai. So it's not in the past. It's right now. With the connection he has, he's connecting them up to that connection also. So he's giving them the Har Sinai experience in teaching Torah. Why he says that about B'nai Aaron, doesn't say it about Yeshua and the others, I don't know the answer to those other questions. I'm thinking at least it's the beginning of a way of understanding that a Rebbe to a Talmud is giving over, at least to the Madrega of making him your child, is giving over the Har Sinai experience where you're connecting him up to Piyah Gevurah.